The healthcare detective Frank Lally has written a book for Simon & Schuster about how to get affordable healthcare and other things. Called Your Best Healthcare Now, it is available online, in-store, wherever fine books are sold. Mr. Lally is also the health correspondent for Parade and the former editor of Money and George magazines. And I hear he's just gotten even busier. Have you? Is that true?
Oh, I'm. Jill, I work for you overtime. You know that.
Yes. And you know, you are not.
Detective.
Yeah, you are out there detecting, and we have a what used to be known as a 24-hour, 7-day-a-week operation, and there's always something out there.
There is indeed. Now, look, here's a little challenge for me today. I try to be as nonpartisan as I possibly can when we talk, but look, I have to correct President Trump's torrent of healthcare lies during his State of the Union address. So we're going to take them one at a time, and I'll tell you what he said, and then I'll tell you what the facts are, starting with the biggest lie of all. And I'm using that word lie. This is not falsehoods. A lie is when you know it's not true and you say it anyway. Okay, Trump said, "I will always protect your pre-existing conditions." Wish it were true. Fact is, his Department of Justice right now is in court fighting to end Obamacare's Affordable Care Act, along with all its protections for pre-existing conditions. Now, most people think that lawsuit is not going to go anywhere. It's been challenged in the courts, but it continues to roll on. We could get a Supreme Court verdict this summer, and hey, guess what? Trump might win. If he wins, insurance companies could again reject you for any pre-existing conditions, or they can charge you more, or they could accept you as a member of the healthcare plan, collect your premiums every month, but then not cover the treatment for your pre-existing condition. No money for your treatment for cancer, diabetes, MS, you name it, acne, all pre-existing conditions. And we're talking about one-third of the country has pre-existing conditions. That's 54 million working adults. And when you add in the children, it's 133 million people in this country with pre-existing conditions.
So now, wait, one quick second.
Yes.
Because
sure.
Obviously I'm an ignoramus. But it's not going to be replaced with anything?
Well, that's exactly my point. He doesn't have a solution for this, does Trump, okay? But he has another lie. He said he's already legalized insurance that's better than the Affordable Care Act, and it's 60% cheaper. It's called short-term insurance that you can now renew over and over again for up to 3 years. But here's the thing, Jill. In states that allow this junk insurance, this is Swiss cheese insurance full of holes. Luckily, the plans are essentially banned in the tri-state area. They're banned in Connecticut, New York, Massachusetts, even New Jersey. Okay, so short-term plans. We've discussed them in the past, but let's go deeper. They are cheaper. They're far cheaper because, first of all, they cover few of the Affordable Care Act's 10 essential health benefits, not even immunizations. Plus, none cover maternity. Few address mental health illnesses or substance abuse treatment. And they often limit your hospital stay, the amount of money they'll pay for your hospital stay, to about $1,000 a day. Anybody who's landed in the hospital these days knows that that's about half. Maybe in some cases, that's only a third of what the bill will be. So it's not uncommon. You got a short-term plan? Great. It's not uncommon that you're paying $70 a month. Hey, that's a bargain for my premiums, but you end up at the end of the year with $12,000 out of your pocket. And of course, they don't cover pre-existing conditions. And this is the part that really rankles me. It's worse than that. United Healthcare's Golden Rule plan, I love these guys, they work really hard on this Golden Rule, do unto others what'll make us the most money. They don't cover pre-existing conditions that haven't been diagnosed when you signed up, okay? So this is a short-term plan. You get sick right away. Oh, you got sick? You must have had that pre-existing condition. Golden Rule can argue that just about every time, and they do. And then you get court cases where there's a woman who's stuck with $400,000 because of her breast cancer. Well, you must have had a mammogram that would have shown that coming along. Another woman who stuck with $900,000 for a heart attack. Look, with all of these flaws with the administration pumping these short-term plans, more than a million people have already enrolled. And the insurers are pushing them really hard because they make a lot of money. They're twice as profitable as an Affordable Care Act plan. Affordable Care Act plans must pay out 80% of the money they bring in. That's by law. They've got to be that generous. Short-term plays out less than 45%. So it's no wonder that these insurers are literally bribing the agents to push these short-term plans. They're paying them commissions of 20%. That's against just 5% for an Affordable Care Act plan. So you got an agent out there pushing them hard. So I got to tell you this, Jill and our listeners, if anybody calls you up pushing a short-term plan, hang up. Okay, Jill, you ready for another one?
I guess so.
Yeah. I'm sorry, because there were so many.
Okay.
Trump also said he would always protect your Medicare. He said that. Okay, the fact is, right now, his administration is studying ways to cut all safety net programs, including Medicare and Social Security, even for the disabled, by about $2 trillion. He even had the gall, and this pains me to report this. He had the gall to brag about forcing 8 million people, that's including an awful lot of kids, off food stamps, a meager $125 a month. He's forced 8 million people off those food stamps. That's the difference between a kid going hungry to school and not paying attention and a kid who can, you know, feel decent about his day and not feel hunger pains. And he's also bragging about cutting the welfare rolls by 50% in many places with these tough new work rules. Okay. So you got an administration that, instead of lifting up the poor by their bootstraps with aid, you've got an administration that's pushing people out the door barefoot. And what kind of person brags about being cruel to the poor and vulnerable? I mean, in the United States in the year 2020 really bothers me, Jill. Okay. Got another one if you're ready.
Ready.
Okay. Trump also said, look, I drove down drug prices for the first time in 50 years. That one, you know, you may have heard. Okay, I wish it were true. It's not so easy, okay? This administration has pushed generic drugs and that they're lower prices, and that those lower prices for generic drugs, in fact, happened, okay? They went down. But brand name drugs prices went up. Plus, critical drugs, the stuff you need in a hospital, like chemotherapy, that's the difference between life and death, okay, those prices are up 19%. What does Trump say? He said, oh, no worries. He insisted that he's going to do a lot more to lower drugs. Just hang in there. Fact is, he hasn't accomplished anything yet. That's why he's got to do a lot more. Now, in the House, Speaker Nancy Pelosi's Democratic House, with only 2 Republican votes, did pass a bill forcing the head of the Health and Human Resources to finally negotiate Medicare drug prices. Finally. And once you establish, the government goes in, it establishes a lower price for those drugs. That lower price is then followed by all other insurers all over the country. That's what that bill says. That would really drive down drug prices. Her bill would also finally cap the amount of money that Medicare beneficiaries pay for drugs at only $2,000 a year. Right now, there's no limit to what your drug price can be. Into the donut hole, out of it, into catastrophic care, you still owe the money. It could be $1 million in drug prices. Okay, $2,000, that'd be the cap. Well, guess what? The administration says, you know, that House bill, Nancy's bill, that's too radical. It's too radical for us. It's too radical for the Republican Senate. We're not pushing that thing, moving that thing at all. Health and Human Resources head, the guy named Alex Azar, he's against it. Well, here's a guy, when he ran Eli Lilly, he tripled the price of insulin. And now he's against negotiating for lower prices for you and me, okay? This is not good. You want my bottom line on this administration? Here it is. You want to look at what they've done with healthcare spending in this country? Under the Trump administration, healthcare spending in the United States has increased from $3 trillion to $3.6 trillion. We pay, as we've said, twice as much for our healthcare as people in other industrialized countries, and we live sicker and we die younger. This is not a healthcare record to be proud of. It's a healthcare record that's going to be a campaign issue. And there's an awful lot here that needs to be actually addressed and addressed with honesty. And how about a little competence? Throw in some competence. So no more bragging about stuff that you should be ashamed of. So Jill, I'm sorry. I try to be nonpartisan. I try to be calm. But healthcare lies really bother me because it hurts people. It deludes people. And if you can convince somebody to sign up for a short-term insurance when they really need comprehensive care, that's a matter where people really get sick and really get hurt. And they don't see it coming, and boy, they get slammed. They end up in bankruptcy court. So sorry to say, but that State of the Union address, when it talked about health care, was a string of lies.
So I have a question. Just say you're a regular person, and you need to sort out your health care. Mm-hmm. What do you do instead of sitting there and having your eyes glazed? What do you do?
It depends on what you're trying to do. If you're trying to buy health insurance, there's an awful lot of good health insurance around. If you're buying health insurance on your own, you can look into Obamacare. It's comprehensive health insurance. It covers pre-existing conditions. Subsidies go to about 80% of the people who buy those plans. You can even be in a family of four making up to $80,000 and still get a subsidy. And you're a single person, you can be making up to $40,000 and get those plans. So, sure, there's an awful lot of good insurance out there. People get tripped up over premiums. They focus on premiums, what they have to write that check every month. It really galls them. I haven't been sick this month. Why am I writing a check for, $200? Well, you're writing that check for $200 because if you really do get sick, somebody else is going to pay the bills, not you. So that's one of the great flaws. Never buy health insurance based on premiums. Take a look at everything else, the deductibles, the co-insurance, the co-pays, the drugs they cover. Hey, I need that drug. The doctors in the network? Well, gee whiz, in this area, there aren't any really competent doctors. I don't think I want to sign up for a healthcare plan that doesn't have adequate doctors and hospitals attached to it. So I would say that's, when we talk about health insurance, that's number one on the list. Don't get fooled by the premiums. If the premium is low, the company has to make money somehow. They're going to jack up the other stuff.
Right.
You can count on that. And when it's miracle low, like a short-term plan.
Then you've got a problem.
I mean, these short-term plans are meant. Here's the utility of a short-term plan. You just lost your job. And you're 2 months or 3 months away from getting a new job, okay? And maybe you sign up. Instead of signing up for a whole year.
So it's basically a bridge.
Yeah, you sign up for this short little bridge and you hold your breath and you hope you don't get sick. Well, this administration is allowing you to keep renewing those short-term plans to up to 3 years. Every time so you're only covered for a couple of months. And then they look at your health history again.
And so that's where it gets difficult. So okay.
Yeah, it's actually a daisy chain.
That's a very good little piece of, that's a good nugget in there. Unfortunately, yeah. We are out of time, but somehow I think that we are going to revisit this in the months to come.
This will be the big campaign issue. We will be running on what kind of a healthcare system do we want in this country? Do we want one where prices are still out of control and we're just papering it over with a bunch of falsehoods? Or do we want a change that will actually lower the price of our healthcare spending and make us healthier?
Thank you, Frank. the healthcare detective and the health correspondent for Parade. Send your questions, if you have any, or concerns to healthcare detective at robinhoodradio.com. Frank will try to address any questions that you have in future broadcasts. Also, look for his book, Your Best Healthcare Now, available online and in store. And if you really want to see some of his good work, look at healthcare.com.